three of your buddies have had, they've had a nice share of success lately. And Matt Dickey's Wrestling Revolution 3D is a pretty damn good, iOS, Android wrestling game. Action Arcade Wrestling 3 is in development. It looks pretty good. It's going to be a little bit more arcadey. And Five Star Wrestling is kind of like an indie darling. Like, all these indie guys and former, like, WWE guys are playing it on the road. It's getting a lot of talk. Have you learned anything from these guys' successes? What's the relationship like between the four of you?
You know, we all talk to each other. We all support each other. If you see us on social media, we're constantly promoting and sharing stories about other people's games. In fact, I think I had one of the biggest blow-up fights with one of my former employees. He was so mad that I would constantly promote Dave Horn's Action Arcade Wrestling. You know, he's like, "What the hell are you doing? You know, you should be burying the competition, not marketing for them." But we honestly, man, it's a pretty small club of people who understand what it's like to try to get an indie wrestling game made. Not a lot of people have done it. So we all have our war stories and can relate to each other's, you know, pain and can really relate to each other's wins and be happy for each other, legit. And as our games progress, it's pretty easy to see that we aren't competing with each other. Everybody has a pretty vastly different take on what their idea of a fun wrestling game is, and they're so different. You know, Matt Dickey taught me, you talk about haters, that guy could not say or do anything for the first probably two-thirds of his career without attracting nuclear heat from people.
Yeah.
He couldn't have been more antichrist than Matt Dickey. But he persevered. He said, you know, screw you all, this is what I want to do. I know where I'm going with this. He was before his time, I think, and when the industry got around to, like, digital distribution, indie stuff on mobile, Matt Dickey was ready, and he proved it. You know, he took it, and people are really digging what he's doing. He's still got the haters, but you know what? And unfortunately, you know, he's been shut down a few times trying to do a few different things. Like, his Steam campaign got just invaded by hate, which was too bad. Dave Horn has definitely taught me, you talk about a tortoise in the hare kind of situation. He started out doing his games nearly the same time I started with Pro Wrestling X, and he just started so small, so humble, with little flash game, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then he would iterate on that and do something a little bigger, and he really has shown the value in taking small, incremental bites, not, you know, unlike Pro Wrestling X, who said, we're going to make the biggest, best wrestling game ever from day one. You know, he was smart. He was like, no, I'm just going to make a humble little wrestling game, and if people like it, I might make another one. And he just kept going. And now I think Action Arcade is probably poised to do gangbuster success. I think he's found where he's got to be with that. His arcade kind of, you know, throwing lightning bolts kind of style, I think, is going to find a lot of people who want that stuff.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, you talked before about there's a lot of people that love No Mercy. There's a lot of people that still love WWF the arcade game. So, you know, it's
Yeah, WrestleFest, that whole mm-hmm. style of stuff, right? Yep. Nobody's doing that anymore. Mm-hmm. Along comes an indie to fill the gap, you know? Mm-hmm. Nobody's doing what Matt Dickey's doing on mobile. An indie comes along to fill the gap. I mean, what we're doing on PC and where we want to go with it, I mean, there's a gap for what we're doing. As we build up Pro Wrestling X, what the other indies have really shown us is that it's a benefit to really pick a strong, identifiable, unique style and deliver that. You know, Pro Wrestling X is going to be more along the lines of, it'll be the Sons of Anarchy or Breaking Bad of wrestling games as it builds out, you know? Nobody's doing that and playing to that, like, you know, grown-up big boy audience, and that's what we want to do, right? So the indies, I'm proud of them all, and if there's anything you can learn from them, it's like, you know, stick to your guns, do what you're going to do, and get it done.